Randolph County and from miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio and Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO, Randolph County Radio.
Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. Hope you're having a good day. Going to be talking today with Kathy Wright from the Marissa Area Chamber of Commerce. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
So enjoying the warmer weather until it turns cold again, I think they're saying.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it is winter.
That is true. And we are in Southern Illinois, so...
Yeah, so if you don't like the weather, just wait. It'll change.
Exactly. But obviously Christmas coming up here shortly, and the chamber over there is working on, there's a toy drive you got going on over there, right?
Yes, there's a toy drive, and you can drop off your toys at Shaw Pharmacy, and Shaw Pharmacy also has a line of Melissa and Doug toys, so if you don't have time to go out and shop, you can come to the pharmacy and buy your toys there and just drop them in the box. So that's very easy.
Okay. So, and Shaw Pharmacy, they're located.
They are located on Main Street. I don't know the exact address, but it's on Main Street. You can't miss it. It's in the first block of Main Street on the right-hand side.
Okay.
Right across from the library.
All right. So yeah, just, drop them off over there and you guys will take it from there.
Right.
All right. We got some other stuff we're going to talk about. I know you got the chamber dinner coming up and the most valuable person as well. And we'll talk about that. Let's go ahead and take a break here and we will come back.
Okay, sounds good.
You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Again, we will be right back. And welcome back. This is The People Speak. And again, we're talking with Kathy Wright. But before we get back with Kathy, we've got Robert from Hooker's Men's Store that's joining us. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. And it's a beautiful day, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, just absolutely beautiful. The sunshine, no wind, pleasant temperature. We're just really enjoying it today. And at Hooker's Men's Store, we're getting ready to help all the fellas with their holiday needs as they plan to go to work-related parties, church and school programs, family get-togethers. We can help them make them look their best with our famous name brand menswear. Now we've got everything from Haviger Comfortway shorts or dress slacks. We have Levi Dockers in 5 colors. We have Levi jeans in 505, 550, and 517. So we can help you dress up a little bit or just go casual. Of course, we have all kinds of Van Heusen and dress shirts to go with these slacks and jeans I mentioned. Or we have all kinds of sports shirts from Fusion X, perfect for all the holiday events. Now, we also have the latest in sweaters, and that's where we're really strong at Hooker's Men's Store. We've got crew neck sweaters, V-neck sweaters, quarter zips, and vests. And we have all kinds of sale racks scattered throughout the store. And as you plan your Christmas shopping list, always keep in mind a Hooker's Men's Store gift certificate. That's always an appreciated gift, and we've got those ready to go to help you. And speaking of ready to go, we got all of our boxes, gift wrap, all ready to help you with your Christmas gifts. Now, our store hours are Monday through Thursday and Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And on Fridays, we're open until 7 p.m. in the evening. So for those fellows getting ready for all these special Christmas events and programs where you want to look your best, come down and see us, and we can certainly help you out.
Those gift certificates are nice, too.
They are very nice.
It gets hard to come up with gifts all the time. And
it is. And, you know, when people come in to use them, you know, you can just tell they were really happy to get it. It's just really an appreciated gift.
It is, definitely. So, and your hours, you're there a little bit longer on Fridays as well, too.
Right, right. It seems like everybody needs an evening time to shop. So we've been open on Fridays, still 7 for years, and of course, we'll be still doing that, of course, too. But it's really a fun time of year helping people get ready for these special events and programs, and it's amazing how quickly the year comes around, because that's here true. We are at December 5th already.
Mm-hmm. And it just seems like, you know, we were talking about the new year.
Absolutely.
And we are going to be again here shortly.
That's very true, very true. Well, I'll let you get back to my good friend, Kathy, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Robert. Okay. Thanks for stopping
you
in.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Robert from Hooker's Men's Store here in Sparta. Stop in and see him today. And again, we are talking with Kathy Wright, Marissa Chamber of Commerce. And Kathy, you were telling me before, too, that the Chamber Dinner is coming up.
The Chamber Dinner is coming up. We're looking for the most valuable person. If you want to nominate someone, it's at www.marissachamberofcommerce.org. And the dinner is January the 25th. It starts at 6 o'clock. That's happy hour from 6 to 7. The Marissa Chorus is going to be singing during dinner, and they will be singing some of the selections that they had in their previous plays that they've done. And I'd also just like to read this MVP person. And this is for anybody. This is not just for Chamber members. This is for anybody in Marissa. And I'll read what it says. It says, Marissa Chamber of Commerce is seeking nominations for the 2020 Marissa Valuable Person Award. This award is scheduled to be presented at the Chamber Dinner on Saturday, January the 25th at the Bullpen and Grill in New Athens, Illinois. The MVP award is presented to an individual who has shown significant contribution to the betterment of the Marissa Village and our community. Nominations should include, but are not limited to, examples of loyalty, faithful, and unselfish efforts in the community service. Nominations should be limited to one page of written or typed text. Please complete the information on the form below and submit your nominations online below. Nominees do not need to be a chamber member. That's even on here. And you can either mail it to the Chamber of Commerce or you can email it to the Chamber of Commerce.
And this information.
And the date, it has to be in by December the 27th at 5 p.m.
Okay. And I'm sure they can pick up a form, and they can also go online as well here at themarissachamber.org.
Right. Yes.
So that...
And if they can't figure out how to go online and get it or they need one, just have them call me. It's Kathy Wright, 618-317-4304, and I would be happy to get them one.
All right. That's the most Marissa Most Valuable Person Award. And
I'm going to read you the people that have received that in the past. It's our coach, Lee Schulte, Bill Norton Sr., Debbie Smith, Kent Voller, Pam Baker, Elda Jones, Eldon Reese, and Stan Lewis.
All right, so that'll be coming up here. Like I said, it's almost Christmas, and it seems like it was just the 4th of July, so things move right along.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
You mentioned trivia night?
Yes, I'd also like to thank everyone who participated in the trivia night to benefit the food pantry. We made over $3,000.
Wow.
And... that was sponsored by the Delta Theta Thal. They were just did an amazing job, and the people that showed up, and Brett and his wife Michelle Bullmeyer actually did all of the questions and everything. It was just a wonderful evening. It was very much fun, and everybody just had a good time.
Yeah, it seems like those are very popular. You know, people like to go to those. I'm not that good at them, but there's a lot of people that will just go from one to the other, and they just love that.
I'm not good at it at all. I tell them I just go for the food. But this is the first time that I've actually got to participate in one. I've usually been working at it. So it was nice that the Delta Theta Thal put that on for us, and I actually got to sit down and be a participant of it.
Right. I can usually give an answer, but it's not generally going to be the correct one, I'm sure. But but it went for a good cause.
And then also the Boy Scouts collected about 2,000 cans for the benefit of the food pantry. That was in late November. And we are still taking donations for the food pantry. You can drop off to the Village Hall or the Village Bank. And everything that you bring is greatly appreciated. Just please check the labels and make sure that they're not out of date. We can't use anything that's out of date.
Right, right. And, you know, and you wouldn't want that anyway. But, you know, people are generally pretty good at it, at looking at that. I've known from the past.
Well, sometimes my stuff gets shoved to the back. And you always just keep putting food in front. And so I might have had one or two that maybe didn't make the mark. So.
Right.
Just need to check those before you turn them in.
Exactly, exactly. But that was a good collection for the Boy Scouts as well.
It was great. It was absolutely great. And we had little boys that brought in all the bags, and they went around. Well, 1 week they put them on the doorknobs, so they put all the bags on the doorknobs. And then the next week, the week before Thanksgiving, I believe it was, they went out and collected all the cans, and we took them up to the food pantry, and we had an assembly line going. They were bringing them in. We were checking the dates on them, and they were putting them down and counting them as we got them.
Right. Talking about the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, always something that people always look forward to. Their cookie drive will be coming up.
Yes, our cookie drive is coming up on January the 4th, and this is what we call our kickoff day. And our Girl Scouts have chosen to, I actually have a daisy troop, and we've chosen to do our cookie sales ahead of time. So you will actually be able to take these cookies with you in hand whenever you come to Casey's on January the 4th to buy cookies. And we have a new lemon cookie, and we're going to have samples of that out there. So come and get your Girl Scout cookies on January the 4th. That's a Sunday at Casey's. We'll be there from probably Casey's in Marissa. And we'll be there probably about from 9 o'clock till 3 or 4.
Okay. I mean, you can't beat Girl Scouts cookies. And I like this idea of being able to take them with you, because in the past, you know, you would go through and you'd order them, and 3 or 4 weeks later, then that they would come in and then you would get your order. But this way you get them, you basically tell you what they want and you walk out with them.
That's right.
So that, well, you get to enjoy them much sooner.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, I got another break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in, and we will come back. We're talking with Kathy Wright from the Marissa Chamber of Commerce. We'll be back here on the People Speak right after this. Welcome back, and this is People Speak. I'm Jeff, talking today with Kathy Wright from the Marissa Chamber of Commerce, and we talked about some of the things going on. Kind of remind people your toy drive is going on.
Yes, and you can drop your toys off at Shaw Pharmacy. If you don't want to go shopping, they actually have Melissa and Doug toys there. You could purchase your toys there and just put them right in the box. Nice. So very easy.
Definitely. Definitely. And, of course, the Chamber Dinner coming up. And
Chamber Dinner is coming up. That is January the 25th. You can nominate somebody, the MVP, at www.marissachamberofcommerce.org. If you need a form, if you can't get on the computer and get one, you can call me and I'll make sure you get a form. It's 618-317-4304. And the dinner will be at, happy hour is at 6 o'clock till 7 o'clock. It will be at the Bullpen in New Athens, Illinois. And again, it's January the 25th. And they always have a wonderful dinner there. They have the best roast beef and fried chicken. It's just a wonderful dinner. And we'll also have our Marissa Chorus, led by Kelly Canning. They will have dinner music, and then we'll have dancing music after that.
All right, great. And also, I want to mention that the Girl Scout Cookie Drive as well.
Yes, the Girl Scout Cookie Drive is coming up on January 4th. My Little Daisies are doing it differently this year. We're actually going to buy our cookies right now, so you will be able to take your cookies home with you. There's a new lemon cookie out. We'll have samples of that there. We'll be at Casey's in Marissa on January the 4th, probably about 9 o'clock till about 3 or 4 in the afternoon. So we hope you can come by and buy some cookies.
All right, great. Well, it looks like we're about out of time, but Kathy, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. I appreciate it. Everybody have a great day. It's beautiful out there.
All right, you too, and we'll talk to you, I guess, in January. So have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too, Jeff. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That'll wrap things up here for The People Speak. I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.